jobs in Japan affecting our economy this morning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From 8 p.m. in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and economics as Wall Street starts its day. And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up. The S&P up 0.4%. The Dow up about 0.3% at 14,603. New numbers out last hour show weekly jobless claims up to 385,000. But as we always point out, that is a volatile number. The key jobs report comes tomorrow. In Japan, shares closed up 2.2% following news of aggressive moves by the central bank there to pump money into the economy. Now let's talk about what the numbers mean for us. For that, we're joined by Adolfo Laurenti. He's deputy chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Adolfo.
Good morning.
So how will what's happening in Japan now affect the American economy potentially?
If these aggressive strategies succeed, this will be good news. We need more growth engine around the world that will help the U.S. economy. And we can only hope that what Japan is doing now with these aggressive purchases of bonds will really help the Japanese economy to move out of two decades of stagnation and several recessions over the last 5 years. That said, I think we need to be also cautious. Problems of Japan are structural, it's demographic, it's the high debt, none of which can be cured with aggressive monetary policy. So this is a welcome news, but it's still not enough to give us the certainty that Japan will indeed resume on a growth path.
Okay, and give a sense back here at home, we have 7.7% unemployment, a big week for job numbers. What's the big picture for the job market right now?
It's improving, but still slowly. I think we were hoping to have March another strong month, maybe like February. This is likely not be the case. You were mentioning initial claims came higher, probably some seasonal distortion because of Easter and spring breaks. But overall, the numbers that we have seen in the economy, the other fundamentals suggest that we will continue to see a growth, but not the big boost that we were hoping for, but it's a gradual improvement that we hope will continue in the months ahead.
Okay, we'll see what happens in the report tomorrow. Adolfo Laurenti of Mesirow Financial, thanks very much.
Thank you.
A new report by InsuranceQuotes.com finds 90% of Americans don't know they can start signing up for insurance through health exchanges this fall. These let people compare and buy insurance, a key part of the president's health care overhaul. Maria Carter reports.
October is when people can start signing up for health insurance through the exchanges. By the end of the year, they'll have to join a plan to avoid penalties. Laura Adams is with InsuranceQuotes.com, which compares insurance rates for consumers.
So we want to make sure we do what we can to inform consumers and give them the education that they need to make the right decisions.
Many states are just now ramping up publicity efforts. Alan Weil is the executive director at the National Academy for State Health Policy. He's not surprised people aren't aware of health exchanges yet. But he says the trick is getting people to use them once they are open.
In the long run, if a large number of people eligible for participation in the exchange fail to participate, we have a problem on our hands.
He says if healthy people don't sign up, insurance premiums could jump, undermining one of the ACA's goals of making health insurance affordable. In Kansas City, I'm Maria Carter for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plan solutions for more than 65 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. By the University of Maryland Smith School of Business, committed to transforming careers, rhsmith.umd.edu. Rigorous, collaborative, engaged. And by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Jamaica has some of the Caribbean's highest electricity rates. Some in the poorest communities get free power illegally. The country's main electricity supplier has lost millions. Now it's cracking down by cutting off entire neighborhoods. The BBC's Nick Davis reports from Kingston.
On the streets of Jonestown, a poor community in Kingston, Omar, one of its residents, throws water onto the road to stop dust blowing into the air.
What are you doing with the water, man?
I'm just getting it for school.
Omar is showing me how to steal electricity. He was taught how to do this as a child.
Look, there's them two wires up there.
You see those two wires there? One is live, the other is ground. So you get a line stick, a bamboo stick that can reach from the ground, or you can stand on, and you hook it up, and it goes into your yard.
But the electricity companies have had enough of electricity theft, and whole communities have now been completely cut off. The disconnection of this entire neighbourhood has seen an increased police presence. There's a military helicopter flying overhead, and at the end of the street there are heavily armed police. Three officers posted there to make sure it doesn't flare up, but there's an entire generation who've never paid in parts of the city. JPS is the sole distributor of electricity in the country. Last year alone, they say around $30 million worth of electricity was stolen, 15% of their total output. But Audrey Williams, a communication officer for JPS, says it's not only poor people who steal electricity.
It spans the range. We are talking about every level of residential customers, talking about business customers.
But many say it's inevitable that people will steal because Jamaica's electricity is so expensive. The country's electricity comes from diesel and fuel oil, so prices are high. The average consumer pays around $75 a month, which for some makes up about a third of their earnings. Back in Jonestown, Omar continues his illegal electrical work. He says he'd much prefer to be doing legal electrical jobs, but as long as Jamaican electricity prices stay high, he'll always find work, no matter how many communities are disconnected. In Kingston, I'm the BBC's Nick Davis for Marketplace.
And finally, President Obama is docking his pay by 5%. It's a symbolic move to show solidarity with federal workers forced into unpaid leave by the sequester cuts. His salary is $400,000, so returning some of it will cost him around $1,700 a month. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Behind big data is big storage. Companies are now investing billions to archive consumer information.
When you start to have hundreds of hard drives, one of them is always broken. So you wind up needing a full-time person just to be there. It starts to become its own discipline, almost, in just dealing with storage on these levels.
I'm Sarah Gardner, the market for digital storage, next on Marketplace from APM.